Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
To quote Tim Gunn,
I'm underwhelmed.
I'm underwhelmed. Andre, I'm
Andre,
underwhelmed.
Andre.
Making the Cut's coming back.
Has anyone seen Andre?
Y'all, Making the Cut is good. Y'all, this is it, the finale of 90 Day Fiancé.
The finale, episode 17, to have and to scold.
Psst, psst, psst.
Who were we scolding?
I didn't get that.
The episode's
scolding
have been...
Emily and Kobe because they... have another baby, like scolded by
but
father?
They didn't really
didn't make sense.
I think the episode titles this season have been wildly off.
I think this is probably the most underwhelming finale we've had of 90 Day Fiancé maybe ever.
I agree with you.
It's pretty underwhelming. Yeah,
and I have some I have some critical 90 Day Fiancé theory to
sure.
talk through in a little bit, which sure, may bore everyone else.
They do.
Well, but I'm thoroughly interested.
You can fast
in it.
Forward and Sissy Mary can like it. But let's talk about the announcements we've got going
well,
on.
Well, no, I just want to, before we start, like yep. this is the finale of season 9.
Yep.
And we think we have 2 tell-alls. We're almost certain we have part 1 and part 2 of a tell-all.
I think they're going to be better tell-alls than a finale of this season.
So, question.
Yeah.
We did not get a next week on for the tell-all.
At least on Discovery Plus.
On Discovery Plus. We normally get it.
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Half of them are dead.
Fingers crossed.
It's like Shida finally took
plane
care
crash.
Of Bilal. Yeah.
No. Shida finally shivved Bilal.
Yeah. What do you think?
Some of the women are pregnant.
Okay.
Clearly. And they didn't want to.
Emily is. You think Shida got pregnant that
so who's,
quickly?
So the rumor is, I haven't read a lot of spoilers. I know that the rumor mill is saying 2 of the women are pregnant. Emily's probably already had the baby. By now.
Maybe?
Who do you think's pregnant? Of the women, who do you think?
Not Miona.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think Thais, but maybe?
To me, it's either Thais or Kara. I think Kara would get pregnant.
I think if Kara got pregnant, it's not on accident.
That's what I'm saying.
They did talk about babies, though, in their last, like, we're going to practice making babies.
Right.
So they
that's
did
why,
talk about that.
To me, I'm going to say Kara.
Okay. I could see that.
Don't think Eve is a good candidate
no,
for that.
No, it's not going to be Eve. It's not going to... I don't think it'll be Shida.
I don't think so.
But
it won't happen so quickly.
It was such a plot point, and I don't think it's going to be John. It's not going to be John.
What about
my brother's in Boston right
and
now?
And no Ari? I don't think
hopefully
so either.
Hopefully not. I forgot about her already. So easy. My brother's in Boston right now, and I was like, "Are you having a good time?" And he said, "Yeah." And he's like, "Everyone yells here." And I was like, "Yeah, that's what they do. They yell in Boston." So it made me think of John. Anyway,
but yeah, I'm gonna say. But the big rumor is at least one, possibly two, are pregnant.
All right then.
Yeah.
Well,
but I'm gonna say Kara. That's number one for me. I feel like I've stopped caring about this cast.
I enjoyed the season more than you. We'll talk about it.
Yep.
Real quick announcements. Hey everybody.
Let me start timing.
Sure. On Thursday, August 18th, if you want to see me live and you're in the Hollywood area.
Oh, I thought we were talking about something else.
It's not about you, Poodle. I'm talking about because you're going to see your mother.
I'm going to see my mother.
Yes. If Thursday, August 18th, and Hollywood, at the Hollywood, at the Improv, the comedy club, the famous Hollywood
Glad you
Improv.
Start with something that's you-based.
Well, it's an announcement. I wanted to talk about it. There's at Thursday 18th, I'm in our friend Sean Pulaski. Remember our collab?
She was on our with Vicky Barbalak.
Her and Vicky. We're doing a stand-up show, actually.
Trailer Park Diaries.
And called Social Media Meltdowns. And so what it is like...
Are you going to have a meltdown?
She picks like, no, it's really a smart idea. It's like we kind of riff off different social media meltdowns that people have actually.
That is smart.
Yeah. And on the show, it's going to be Sean, Vicky, Barbalak is going to be on it. Alex Hooper, Mary Kennedy, Sheila Ratner, who is one of my just most favorite comedians ever. And also one of my favorite comedians and good friends, Teddy Margus, is on. So
fun.
It's going to be a great show. I'm excited. Tickets are $15. It starts at 7:30 Thursday at the Hollywood Improv. It's in the Lab on August 18th.
You haven't done comedy in a while.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I really love doing stand-up. I just... didn't love being around straight male comedians.
And people who were intensely sad.
Straight male comedians.
But I'm saying that a lot of stand-up people that I know are some of the saddest sacks of humanity. Especially if they're doing it for their life.
If it's usually a female-driven show or a led show. Also, I just don't want to do a bringer show anymore. We call them bringer shows where it's like, yeah, you can do stand-up, but you've got to bring,
you have to
10,
bring
people
10 people
to the audience. And then, not to toot my own horn, but mostly I actually tried to work. Like, I didn't drink.
I will say, your stuff was very funny when
Thank
I went
you.
To see
I don't
it.
Drink when I do stand-up.
And I don't usually find you funny.
I mean, I've had a bomb show where it's true. I've had a bomb show where I tried stuff, but like, I don't get drunk. I don't drink.
Yeah.
I want to keep my wits about. And I just couldn't invite my friends to see any more shows.
Awful straight male comedians who yelled at their audience.
Just talking about their dick. I'm not saying that's every straight.
That's 75% of comedy
there's
shows.
There's a lot of funny straight male comedians.
But it's...
Craig Conant, there's Brady Matthews. I love them.
But I'm saying a lot of shows around here, the ones who go up to the top are usually not those.
Yeah.
But there's a large percentage of straight male comedians who are usually drinking a lot, and it's usually just screaming at their audience. I've been to those shows.
Yes. So I just didn't want to do that. But so this is not going to be that. I'm excited to do that. And anyway, so that's it. Poodle, tell us something about
big news.
Oh, I don't know. What's your big
this
news?
This is not about me, but this is about us.
It is?
I'm going to be altruistic. Yes.
What's about us? You talked for 10 minutes about being on that Seeking Sister Wives podcast last episode.
That is about us.
No, just you were on it.
But it's our brand.
No.
I think it was very much about us. I mentioned our podcast.
I don't care.
I didn't say, hey, it's me. Nope, I'm not affiliated with any podcast at all. It's just
I'm
going
to go up there and I'm affiliated. I'm talking about Reality Gaze podcast.
That's true. Our fall tour is finally, we're announcing it.
Not right now.
No. We are announcing the name, however.
We are.
And it is called...
I forgot.
I'm going to say it, so you zuzu.
Okay.
Zip it while I just talk.
All right. It's called...
The fall tour is called...
Fallback.
No.
Back roll.
You said something like that, and everything, all the choices you had were awful.
Autumn again.
And I came up with it last night. The tour is called Reality Gaze, the Double It Tour.
Double It.
Double It.
So thank you, Grandma Hazel.
Who knew? She's like, that faggot grandson of mine. Yeah. I just gave him the tour.
You don't know where that name comes from. It's from when my grandma, y'all listened to the episode about Thanksgiving when my grandma flipped everybody off twice and said
and
double it.
And so double the laughs, double the, we got more and more exciting things for you guys this fall. I will say.
Really? I thought we were just doing the same thing.
We're doing the same thing, but in a bigger way.
I'm kidding. No, we are planning new stuff.
We've got better clothes. No, that's not true either.
We don't have better clothes. But we do have some.
I have ideas. I just haven't told you about them yet.
Sure. So, I have ideas, too.
So, we see how those are. So, April, August 15th, we are announcing the cities for the Double It tour. And I've just got to say,
Not going to go to fucking Providence, Rhode Island.
No.
Your little town. Sorry,
I'm okay with Providence, Rhode Island.
It's not big enough right now for us.
I'm going to announce one city right now that you guys have yelled at us about it. We are going to be in Tampa. So, you Florida fuckers, you better drive or we're never coming
there
again.
We're actually going to Tampa tonight.
Two nights
we're going to be in Tampa. So, there you go. They said, you want to come for one night? And we said, no, because everybody from Florida has been bitching at us. We're going
to
come there twice.
So I swear to God.
And we're going to say gay, gay, gay two nights in Tampa.
Your tears mean nothing of all you Florida people.
Nope, y'all. It's happening.
If you don't show up, you can go fuck yourself. And I'm never setting foot there again.
Tampa's kind of in the middle. Not that far from Orlando.
Really close to Orlando. People, you're just going to have to drive. I'm sorry.
Well, they could take like maybe a little Southwest flight, like a little 45-minute flight if they want.
I also want to say this is our fall tour. We will not be touring for another year. The first year was basically to get ourselves out there. We will tour in the fall every year.
This is it.
So this is it for 2022. The next time you'll see us, we'll be out on the road.
Capiche.
That's understand.
Yeah, capiche. Understand? Comprende.
I thought it doesn't mean the same as zilch.
Es todo. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Nada.
Please let me get through this.
Sure.
This is why announcements take so long.
It's fine.
I just want to just push through them.
Double it.
So, Patreon. So, tour dates are on the 15th. We'll announce those. And then we will announce the Patreon presale is going to start
the 18th, right?
No, 17th. That's what I just said. Please be quiet so I can do. I can really get the details out.
Fine.
Let me say this again. 15th, the tour dates are announced. 17th, Patreon presale. 19th, general on sale. Are you clear on that?
I can talk now.
No.
I really thought it was the 18th, but I guess I'm wrong.
No, you're incorrect. That's your night of your stand-up show.
Maybe. I'm thinking about me again. That's it.
I love it.
Thank you for that call.
I don't only tell you you're wrong, but I tell you why you're wrong.
It's fine by me.
So... anyway, y'all, other announcements. So that's, we're really excited. I can tell you Tampa. I can also tell you these are no-brainers, but Chicago and New York, because these were our freezing shows and no bomb cyclones. So we are returning triumphantly in the fall.
We are.
These will be in late September and early October.
Oh, wait, Florida gets hurricanes then.
We're fucked. It's on the other side of the state, so maybe not
now
as
it'll
bad.
Go up the Gulf and just hit Tampa. I just thought of that. We're fucked.
Sorry for the devastation that Reality Gaze Doublet Tour will bring
you. And by
you.
Then, it's probably going to be called like it's going to be called like Hurricane Mother Poodle.
Cool. Which is a big thing of my mother's face and just like a thing's like, cool.
Or even worse, Hurricane Jane.
Oh, she is a hurricane.
Yeah, she is.
So, big news. Lalu is back, or Lalu is back. Y'all, we could not be loving this more. The last season, the last episode, we put it out our first episode on the season on our free feed. It's now behind the $8 Patreon or Reality Gaze extra content. Watch Lalu. We're dying.
It's wonderful.
It's a wonderful show.
You're getting a lot. They're going to be, if you're on the free feed, we're going to be dropping an episode of Smothered this
yes.
later this week.
Smothered is coming up.
Coming back. That's normally on the $8 tier as well.
Yeah.
So get you Smothered. Get your class list. We're jumping into Happily Ever After season 6, right?
Yay? Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, yay. Because we watched.
Anything's better than this.
But no, we watched, we did the first watch along for it of that season. And
You're conflating two things.
No,
we're jumping into Happily Ever After season 3. Were you just
what
said six.
What season are we doing on Classless now? Happily Ever
Three.
Season?
That's what I just said.
I said six.
You said
I?
Six because that's the next 90 day.
This is so confusing.
You're conflating two things.
It's a lot. Anyway, we're doing Happily Ever After season 3.
We got to get you a brain scan. I'm worried.
too much. But it's good. That's all I wanted to say. It's really. It's,
Happily Ever After season 3.
Yes.
On our class.
We did the watch along. It's y'all.
It's good.
It's good.
So, also, 90 Day UK, we've talked about before. Excellent. This is how 90 Days used to be, I feel just like. And I want to talk about this.
Sad and funny.
No.
Messy.
Here's what I want. I was driving back from my training session in the Valley. It's kind of a boring drive.
That's a good segue, I think, to what you want to talk about this season.
I want to just talk a little bit about I know a lot of you had pieced out earlier in the season because you're like, these people are unwatchable. And I want to talk about a little bit why I think that happens in season 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was influencers.
We talked
yes,
about that.
There
yeah.
was that. But I think there's a couple other reasons. And I was kind of dividing up 90 Day storylines into three categories. And I want you to see what you think about this. And maybe there's more. But I think the first one is like that I call the love.
Mm-hmm.
The we root for them. It's maybe we see them go through stuff. And these categories aren't fixed. Some will obviously overlap into others.
Mm-hmm.
These are people like Kylan Noon.
We recorded. I didn't know. Sometimes I get nervous.
Matt and Ala.
Kylan Noon, Matt.
The kind of the people who are everyone who was on the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have things like, oh, the drama. So, ah, love, oh, the drama. Or, so that's people like, I don't know.
Mohammed.
No, that's cringe.
Oh, that's cringe.
That is
oh,
total
didn't
cringe.
How many tears you had, okay.
Yeah, three.
Okay.
So, oh, the drama would be the fighting, kind of like Gino and Jasmine.
Would human trafficking, my boy, would that be drama mm-hmm. or cringe?
That would be drama.
I feel like that's drama. Yeah.
That would be drama.
That would be drama.
Here's and then there's the cringe.
I think Libby and Andre are drama.
Drama. Total drama. Fighting with the drama. So
Pow and Russ drama.
Drama. Okay. Yeah. So then there's cringe. That's Danielle and Muhammad.
Paul
and Carini. And Carini. So it's things, people who are, and this is the thing about cringe, y'all. You have to have authenticity for cringe to work. You have to be completely self-unaware.
Yeah.
Like Muhammad and Danielle. Danielle was completely not self-aware, and that's why it worked. And so it has to have that authenticity of being self-unaware. You can't know you're on television, and you can't have self-awareness on television.
Yeah.
The cringe of that, a cringe from this season was Mohammed of Eve and Mohammed.
Yes.
Because he was unaware. Now, Eve was self-aware. So it didn't. Most of the time. But I think, and the other version of cringe is we need to also know the people who are involved are slightly safe or cringe doesn't work. We start to feel for their safety.
Mm-hmm.
For the reason why Shida and Bilal, they were cringe, but we worried for her safety because it was kind of hard to watch sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's why cringe, we can kind of set over here and we can watch it. This all makes sense. I don't know if
not
it does.
Really, but I'm just letting it go.
But I'm saying, what do you think about this? Do you have other categories?
No, I think those are good categories. Okay. I like those categories.
So this is one of the reasons I was thinking about this and why season 9 doesn't really work
mm-hmm.
for that. I'm going to say this. The most compelling storyline, you may already know what I'm talking about, Kobe and Emily.
Oh, for sure. I was going to say that. they actually, I will say, if did I?
I loathe her. Don't get me wrong.
They're really, if we look at, if it's what's the heart of the season, it's really
Kobe and Emily.
It really is. Because that's things with that we talked about, at least Kobe and his with his father-in-law were very moving scenes to me.
It's the only thing that moved me this episode.
Yeah. Very moving.
And I want to say that's the now Gibberish and Miona or Gibberish.
But I think Kara and Guillermo are the all
they're
love.
They're all love.
They're all love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kobe and Emily were drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. And oh, but not really cringe because we just hated her so much.
No, not cringe, but just drama.
And so we didn't have the cringe that we had this season were in little elements. Everybody else had an authenticity problem.
I agree.
And I think that's the reason why everyone was piecing out. Because when authenticity is not there.
I think whatever category you're in, if there's no authenticity, then we don't care.
Because Gibberish? No.
No.
Even Muhammad, I never really thought she was being authentic. She was showing us what she needed to be on camera.
A little. I don't know, though, if I think Eve was really self-aware. I think Eve was just, because I don't know if she was super self-aware.
I see your
point. Friends were telling her all these things that were truths and that were obvious, and she didn't have the awareness to kind of even take that in. But also there was a, I still think was an inauthenticity in that Eve also was kind of, I feel like Eve was just, I don't know if it was that she seemed like she was telling herself what she wanted to hear or lying to herself.
Right.
So it was just kind of insufferable to watch.
And I think this season, the other side of the authenticity coin is how much production is involved. Because honestly, you guys, if we have to ask, was this production motivated? It feels like it was. It already feels inauthentic.
If we have to ask, then that means it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and because I guarantee you, we did not feel that way until about season, we didn't feel that way in season 5 of the classes we just watched.
No. But that was top tier 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah.
And so I want to say that's an authenticity problem. And, yeah. and for reality TV, that's just what you can't afford. But I was trying to think about the other couples, and besides Kara and Guillermo, Emily and Kobe, and Shida and Bilal, it was that kind of safety thing that we watched, but we felt unsafe.
What would Patrick and Thais be for you?
Low stakes.
No, what category?
Oh, I think it was supposed to be all love, but I could never get fully into them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because, number one, I think it's a failure of storytelling. Because we...
So would you say, though, but would you are they cringe or are they drama?
I don't think they were either one of those. Because they were drama, but not successful. That's what
I'm
saying.
I think they were not successful drama.
Yeah.
That's how I would.
Yeah.
Because I think that's why a lot of people... We're rooting for Patrick and John just because you kind of saw the authenticity of that relationship.
Yeah. Do I think that they probably do love each other and do I think they'll stay together? Yes. But I think the edit we got, there's been a kind of an impetus for them to edit in a way that's very salacious and bombastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think some couples that works for. I don't think that worked for Thais and Patrick.
No, I don't think so either.
And I'm trying to think about some of the... And Ari and Beanie was just kind of more of
her.
The same.
Drama.
But that's drama.
They're drama.
But I think the other...
But also more the same, but also really petered out. I think that was my problem with this. I like this season more than you, but I said that early on in the season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like this season, probably more than any we watched in a long time that we've seen, really just... petered out.
Oh, we were done 5 episodes ago.
Yeah, I would say about 5 episodes ago, we kept saying, like, where else are we going with this?
Yeah, we were done.
What more do we have to go with? Because, and there was even this wrapping up of, we wrapped up Ari and Benny 3 episodes ago.
Yep.
We didn't even give them the last...
Two, maybe.
Three not now. Not this episode.
Yeah.
And the episode before they weren't
so
on.
Three episodes ago. Yeah.
I can't remember when we've done that on 90 Day Fiancé.
It's rare.
When we've wrapped. So it just, it, I don't know. It just, now that said, I think there'll be very explosive, very dramatic tell-alls from this. I think possibly.
Let's hope so.
Possibly, I think, very good tell-alls because of the way how shitty people acted on this season.
Yep.
And other people are going to call them out for that.
I hope so. And I really hope that Sean asks pointed questions.
I hope. Do you think they're going to let John go in on other people?
Oh!
I think he might.
You know who I think is the wild card here to go in on other people? Guillermo.
Possibly. He can be judgmental.
I can see Guillermo going for the jugular for
people. He can. I like that. I like that thought.
But anyway, those were my thoughts coming back from the Valley Village.
Normally
today.
You say really weird shit after you've been fucked or after you worked out because you're kind of in the same state of mind.
I am. It is.
But that I'll allow. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and because
that's
that,
good.
To me, that's kind of a
you get a we should have little things called poodle treats and every time you say the right I don't know if you eat I was thinking more like something you put up your butt like a whoop
woo
you get
wet
a,
and wild.
A poodle snack isn't that what Scooby-Doo
yeah,
got
yeah poodle snack just throw me one
throw you one
so maybe a truffle but no I think that's one of the reasons and it, I think it comes down to an inauthenticity problem
yeah
and a production problem that goes to inauthenticity
because you know I wrote very I didn't write a lot for some of these couples like Bilal and Shida which we'll talk about I think we're going to talk about them in part two so
right.
But like today we are going to be talking about gibberish and I just went what a fucking joke of a wedding
and every single segment felt like we were just marking time and it is no
you were surprised though
I cannot believe
the parents did not come. Again and I said I felt like it could happen but I agree with you
I said that's a failure of storytelling because what,
we led this up so much
what was the point of them having the call last
and
week
and instead what I will find out one thing I know for sure
but instead we got Igor
Gibberish, they are a collector of oddity of friends.
Yes.
And I kind of...
I needed more Igor throughout
the
season.
To be honest, I kind of... This is going to sound... I wish Miona wasn't such a terrible troll to people back on... Because if I took it from the way they acted this season, I would say, you know what? I got to give it to you two that you are just... You will be a friend to all, and I respect that. But then you see how Miona is on social
media. She's awful.
And she's awful.
Yeah.
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 Jabri, I don't think is awful. I just think he's Jabri.
Pretentious and...
Entitled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh, and he's a child.
Fly in here.
Yeah. So...
Shall we?
Let's jump in. Should we take a break?
Sure. Sure. Oh, yeah, because you started this before, yep. Right? All right. We'll take a... We've never taken a break before. We didn't even talk about a couple.
I had a lot to say!
You did, but fine. We'll be right back.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
COVID. Let's talk about COVID.
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 That
kid is so fucking cute.
He's a really cute kid.
And she was showing...
It's my wedding day.
I have to say, I love COVID. A sissy sent me a thing that... Because we don't follow Emily on Instagram.
No.
I think Poodle, if we did it, our account would burn up.
I just comment negatively on every single post.
It's fine. Y'all, but follow us on our Instagram. We're trying to do more with that. And if you're new to us and you follow us... Y'all, we're viral on TikTok. We didn't
viral.
Talk about that yet. We had a viral video, a meme about shockingly Nicole.
We're up to 1.6 million views now.
But we got a million in 24 hours.
Yes.
And like we've got, I think we've more than quadrupled our followers on TikTok. So if you're new to us, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
If you're new to us.
This is it's probably less exciting than you thought it would be. But you're here. We appreciate it.
I think that's most things in life.
That's a damn truth. That's a damn truth. So you're here.
I was so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed as a 20-something.
And then everyone fucked your bush off. Now you're just a tail.
The tail is just like Maisie, the Goonie bird. It's just like barely
one feather.
There.
Just
one piddle bird.
It's just always leans to the left because it's always pushed to the side to make room for Dickin. But if you follow us on
The Bloom is off this
the
rose.
The Bloom is off the rose. But thank you for following us at Reality Gates on our TikTok. Welcome. Okay, so...
It's the wedding day!
But a sissy sent me, and there's a video of Coben going around Target and buying... And of all the things Coben wants, and he wants sparkly dresses.
Oh.
It was very sweet.
It would make sense.
Maybe.
Emily's son.
She would love having a gay child.
Yep. And I think Kobe would be...
He'd have a problem with it at first, I bet. Or not problem. Well, he was a model. He was used to gay guys.
Well, but it's different with your child. I do want to say, I think Kobe will probably go down in the history of being one of the best guys. Just even-tempered, sweet-natured, what he put up with.
And a gigantic dick.
Yes.
Did we see him in his underwear this episode?
Okay.
All right. Whoa.
Okay.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's coming to Hanukkah.
He's got a bag of tricks.
He's got a bag of tricks. I mean,
but whoa. Dunk-a-dunk pee-pee.
I mean, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. I did not expect that. Whoa. That was surprising.
Y'all, if you're watching this
yummy.
If you're watching this on the Intimate Portrait, Poodle and I's mouths are dropped. That's the $15 tier of our Patreon, and you're sitting right here on the couch.
Hi.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Yummy, yama.
So, this is the other thing about this season. Emily was given, now, there's two ways to look at this. A, she's a terrible person, which I believe. B, she had a terrible, terrible edit.
Yes.
I think both of those things, C, both these things are true.
Yeah.
No one is that bad from what she's gotten. But I'm saying...
I think when your sister at the end of your segment completely just throws you under the bus and calls you out for your hypocrisy...
I agree.
I think you are.
But I'm saying what was interesting is they tried to give her a little bit of a cherry on top of her sundae at the end. because I can't believe this was not initiated when she called Kobe to apologize the day after. You know, Emily doesn't apologize.
No.
That's the thing.
Did she actually ever say, I'm sorry?
She did, but it was really quick. But I'm saying, a person like Emily,
she said she overreacted.
I don't apologize. Yeah. So that's why this is one of the falsities that happened for me, mm-hmm. that it felt like this was initiated because I don't think Emily would do that. And so Emily basically calls and says, I know I love you and trust you. She would say to production, but he knows all this. I don't have to say it. But what he's like, she's like, you sacrificed so much. And you could almost see her like biting her lip when she was saying it. And she said, and I can't wait to marry you. And Kobe's like, I can't believe I'm hearing this. Like every minute he's like, okay.
Yeah.
So it felt fake to me.
There was another segment of theirs that felt fake, but that was later on.
Yep.
I was going to call that. I was like, nah, this feels a little just massaged.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. She never apologized.
Never. Never.
But I disagree with you in that I don't think she got a bad edit.
I think this is her.
Real edit.
I could see it.
And y'all, and normally I'm always about that, but no, y'all.
I can see it.
This is me.
Regardless.
Don't
sing that song.
And
that,
that
song gets in my head like Noah.
I want two.
First of all.
I want three. I'll get as many wedding rings. This is me.
First of all, that is in such a ridiculously high key that you're singing it is. It is it's nowhere close to that.
I've never seen the movie. I don't know.
The movie's wretched.
We can't go,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had, all the songs are very catchy.
You know what? Save it.
I had
Poodle's Broadway Corner that's coming in part two, y'all. She's got some opinions. It's coming back.
Broadway, here I come. one thing I have to say, I had my students with autism do that song, and it never failed to make me cry.
This is me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had them do that.
So.
And all the solos, every time they would get up to sing and they would say, I'm brave, I make no apologies.
Oh,
I can start crying now. And the parents wept.
All right, so
I kept them. That's how I kept them hiring me. If I could make
that's all I did
cry.
For money. So, yeah. So they're gonna get married. She's getting ready. I will say, Emily's makeup looks really pretty.
I
loved her makeup.
I agree, and I was critical of the dress. I thought it didn't really fit her well around the sides.
I think they altered
it. They altered it, and they gave her a little bit more on top.
Yep,
and it works for her now.
Oddly enough, the only thing that I didn't love was her hair. And
her hair too up and messy.
It was like, I don't know if they tried to blow it out. I get it. She had an off-the-shoulder dress, so they wanted...
But it was everywhere.
But it seemed everywhere and kind of in her face.
Yep, agree.
It felt like a miss from someone who basically has had amazing hair this entire season.
I agree. And my mother would say, gosh, she needs to get her hair out of her face. That's my mother's favorite thing in the world.
I did want it to be a little bit more out of her face, but her eyeshadow, it was a darker eye. It was beautiful.
But the
beautiful
hair
makeup.
Could have been half up, half down in a more effective way.
Yeah, I think so too.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was the only miss. And I got to say, for what looked like a mega church or a warehouse,
it was pretty.
It was pretty.
And Kobe.
In a strip mall?
Yeah, I normally not, maybe in a strip mall. But it was pretty.
And I'm not into white tuxes. I know what you're going to say.
But he looked great.
Looked great.
I find that men with darker skin tones look better. They look really nice in a white tux.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked really handsome, especially in his tidy whities. Again.
Even, you know whose hair looked even better? Bangs. The sister's hair, the bangs were less severe.
Her makeup was horrible.
Yeah,
she barely put on any. I'm like, mom got her makeup done.
Oh, and I think mom looked so good.
I think what happened, mark my words, y'all. Emily has told her, so she's like, look, I can only afford to get my makeup and mom's makeup done, so you're going to have to do yours by yourself.
Poor Bangs.
And Bangs just had to do her makeup herself. And it looked like, because they were wearing like full-on wedding picture makeup.
They were.
Bangs looked like she just...
Little cover-up.
Just put on some cover-up and some... She looked fine. Like, she looked just like she was
but
going
no,
to
But no,
it
work. Wasn't professionally
her
done.
Her makeup. No, it was not. And if it was, then Emily paid that makeup artist more money to fuck up her sister's makeup. Because they secretly hate each
That's
other.
On brand. I will say, and you know the sister was in the wedding party.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So normally when someone's in your wedding party, if you pay for one.
You pay for makeup.
For all. Yeah. If you can't, then you can't.
Yeah. So what do you think about this? Like you mentioned before.
And I will, hold on. You put me on a soapbox on this. Okay. And y'all. Let's talk about wedding makeup real quick and protocol.
Oh, no.
If, unless it is a purse close, purse close, a purse.
Personal,
a,
you can't.
Personal close.
A purse fell out of your mouth.
Yeah, unless it's a
close personal
friend. Do not say, hey, can you do my mother's makeup too at the wedding? Or, oh, my Aunt Linda.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not good at this. She's got... She has Parkinson's and her hand shakes. I don't fucking care. Unless you're, if I'm a makeup artist and you've hired me, I am doing the makeup of the people that I've been hired to do.
Yes.
Now, if you're a purse close-knit friend and I'm
You
doing,
just said purse close-knit friend again.
I did again.
Brain scan, everybody. We need to get a brain scan.
You know what?
I'm worried.
I got busy with something. I only had half of a coffee this morning. I've only had half a coffee all day. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. That's it.
So unless you are doing it for a good friend, then like maybe I've given people wedding makeup as a gift.
First close-knit friend.
And yes, and they'll say like, can you do my mom's makeup? And I'll say, sure. Have her put on her foundation and stuff, and I'll touch up her eyes and do that. But I'm just saying... If you don't pay for it.
It's like anytime. Ugh. It's like sometimes when I would do, when as a musician, I would get, well, can you just play like an extra 30 minutes? Just do it. Have fun or do whatever you want to. I'm like,
it's not fun.
No, I can't. This is what I do. This is my job.
Yeah, it's not fun for you to just sit and play.
Just because it looks fun to you or it looks fun and maybe fun to experiment with makeup for you.
Yeah.
It is my job.
Yes.
So I wouldn't ask you to work another hour at your fucking accountant job.
Yeah, can just work another hour for no pay because you like it.
Exactly.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all.
I agree.
Thank you for saying that too. Wedding protocols.
Yep. It's the same thing. Anything that is arts or creative work, people expect that.
They think it's super easy. It's not.
And so anyway.
I feel better.
Good. I'm glad. A purse close-knit friend. So I want to talk about the scene with David and Kobe, because think how far David came. That, and I, lights are
dimming. Light flickered.
Like a prison movie. So
are you haunted?
No. Not in this house. In the previous one, yes. So although I do think Dad was encouraged a little bit to be kind of a hard ass, I do believe we saw a lot about his, he's going to come in here and take my money.
I think that was,
but what a turnaround. And what a sweet moment.
It was a sweet moment. And from a family who we really haven't shown. So there must have been affection shown to Kobe that we just didn't get
It was
edit.
In the edit, yep.
Because
I think so.
Kind of came hard at them.
No, we did.
So we did. I still stand by what we did said versus the edit of what we saw.
Yeah, we can only go from the edit.
Yeah.
Yeah, when storytelling doesn't add up, that's when we question the edit.
Yeah, exactly.
But what a remarkable turn. He says, you know, it hit me this morning. You wrote me a letter asking me permission to marry Emily. I wrote you a letter saying the things that I've needed, and I want to give you this because it's something personal from you to me. I can tear up a little bit thinking about it, because what a beautiful thing to say. This is just a secret from me and you. Mm-hmm. I don't care about this fucking show.
Well,
this is just me and you.
And like they hide it. However, though, we had a sissy that was there who messaged
don't
me.
Don't ruin this.
No, she told me that he gave him a condom.
You just ruined it. This is for me.
Too late, Dad.
This
too
is
too late.
From me to you. I thought it was an itemized list of all the expenses. That,
no, it was one of those old actual sheepskin ones, so it's reusable. It's family heirloom. That's what he gave him, y'all. Too late, Dad.
Well, besides your joke, it was very sweet.
It was very sweet. And did you think Kobe was going to tell him?
I didn't. I was thinking this is a bad idea because this is not only are you not telling them together, you're not telling the whole family at once.
You're not telling the whole family.
And I'm glad Kobe waited. It would not have been the right thing to do.
But he was like, Kobe was sobbing and it was very, very sweet.
Kobe was overcome by the generosity just that this family had. Because for him, you know, especially anybody.
Yes, Kobe said, what you did for me was very rare.
Right. And hospitality in any country around the world, except for ours, is that's the best thing you can do for someone. And to treat someone like your own family, to house them.
Here you pay them.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do for people in America.
So basically, and he's worried about David being upset when he finds out and thinking that the relationship is going to change. So we have the wedding. A woman with asymmetrical hair is marrying them.
She is.
They do the normal vows, and I'm just I think it's a little weird that with the edit we got for them and the drama we got for them, there wasn't a little more reconciliation the previous episode. Because it seems like that phone call was all we got from Emily.
That's what made it seem, honestly.
Yeah. It was wrapped up too quickly.
Too quickly.
Even though it wasn't. We went 17 episodes.
Yeah.
So, and because I said, when I'm still thinking she's garbage, I hope this doesn't last. That's not good.
No.
That's not what you want, 90 Day Fiancé.
That's not what you want.
So, yeah. Anyway.
They get married. The ceremony's beautiful. It's sweet. It was moving to me when they walked in the reception
and they had Colbin.
They were holding the baby and Kobe was dancing and she was dancing. It was really, really sweet. We see the reception, all that kind of stuff. And then the producer said, so the wedding's over. And then they do this. I have to say, this was one of the most fake things I think I've ever seen in 90 Day Fiancé.
I know what you're going to say.
They are not actors. The producers are like, we need this moment where you're going to say, Kobe, you're going to say you're going to tell the parents tomorrow, or you want to tell them right now about the baby, and Emily says no.
Yeah.
It just was, and then, da-da-da, you're going to find, and then when he's done, Emily, can you roll your eyes? Because I love when you roll your eyes. You do that so good.
It was the biggest eye roll I've ever seen.
It was like watching two kids doing the dialogue before Hard Knock Life in a community theater production of Annie.
Yeah.
It was just
more like two robots who had been programmed to act.
Better.
Yeah, not even real people.
Because I saw Tara Taliaferro and Annie at Ardmore Little Theater, and she was good. She was a good. What was the one that gets kind of fights with everybody?
Pepper.
She was a great Pepper. Really good.
Pepper's always the one who I thought became a lesbian later in life.
She's not.
You don't know what happened to Pepper's life.
Oh, Pepper. I thought you meant Tara Taliaferro. Oh. No, she does teach yoga. But, you know, who knows?
Like that baby. You're like, who knows?
Who knows?
You know people with their yoga.
I think Pepper probably is a lesbian.
Yeah, Pepper's the lesbian orphan.
Yes. Yeah. Well, probably not back then because she couldn't, but maybe in the new version of Annie.
You are getting a new dyke for Christmas this year.
Wow.
Anyway. I liked Emily's mother saying, she's someone's wife now. Kind of, both the parents are kind of freaked out.
I think Lisa just lives in just
fear of what her daughter's going to fuck up next.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too.
So they are, Madeline, she's like, can't believe this day actually happened. she's still shit talking her sister the day of, and I feel like she makes my parents work a lot harder and blah blah blah, and y'all trust me, she's gonna have more things to say
more
later
say.
On.
It's 5 days after they got married.
Emily keeps saying, or Kobe said, you know, we need to tell your father. We're gonna tell your father tonight. And she, even at the wedding, she's like, he's like, I need to tell your father. She's like, relax. He's like, every time I look at him, she's like, quit looking at him.
She just said, she's like, good old Emily.
Just the fact that she has no care for his feelings.
No.
Ugh. So
they sit down. This 5 days later.
How's married life?
This family started, we met them with her sitting down to dinner.
Yep.
To tell them about Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all sitting down to dinner with Kobe. And yep. they're sitting down, and basically Kobe says.
And also his green card stuff, they just sent it off.
They sent it off. And he's like, good, you start working. He's like, yes. And that's what Kobe says. She's pregnant.
And the worst thing is she makes him do it.
She does make him do it. Yes.
Oh!
Well, I think, I don't know if that's true, actually, though. I think the way Kobe's story, I think it's a man thing
for
him. Oh,
he wanted to do it.
He said, I'm living in David's house. So that's what I took from it.
Okay.
Because David immediately, if there was a microphone underneath the table, you would have heard, and it just would have been his pants filling with shit. And bless this man's heart. You actually see him just, the color lose and drop in his face.
And he says, guess I won't be able to retire at the end of the year like I'm thinking of.
Because you won't be able to work yet, and you'll be having a baby, so you can't. Now, for the first time ever, when Kobe says she's pregnant, Emily says, Kobe wanted to tell you before, and I said no.
Thank God she said that. That actually... Oh.
And Kobe said, yeah, from the moment I found out, I should tell you. And David's like, how far along are you? She goes, 10 weeks. And
he's like,
goes, Christ. And that's where, again, like,
he's like, said, she can't get out of this house quick enough.
You. And yeah, and Emily, she's like twirling her head. She's like, yeah, I want to tell you, but I just was like, no, let's not.
Madeline is like, I'm at a loss for words right now.
Yeah, Banks
and
was like,
Emily takes advantage of our parents, and I'm so tired of her.
She said she takes advantage of my parents and all they have to offer. And she does say, I'm surprised I didn't pick up on it, because, you know, that was her way of saying, because the bitch is stupid, and I usually figure out every bullshit thing she's doing.
Yeah.
Her sister hates her. I bet she has to babysit Coben all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
She's like, oh, Madeline, can you just be a good auntie again? She's like, okay, where are you going?
The thing about it is, what you guys need to know, regardless if Emily moves out of her parents' house, she's enmeshed. She controls this power dynamic. She will always rule this family, even if it's from afar. She will go drop off her child whenever she feels like it.
Yeah.
She will go over to have, they'll go eat dinner at that place all the time because she loves it when she's in charge. There's no way in hell they're moving to Columbus anytime soon.
No. No.
Because Emily's not in charge then.
Well, and also now they're having another baby. They're going to have their family's help.
Yeah.
To watch this
baby. Someone said that having the second baby was a power play.
Of Emily?
Yes.
No, I think, so I did see that, and I agree with that, because as somebody said, Emily does what she wants.
Yes.
She always, and I did say it, Emily, I think I said in an episode, it doesn't surprise me that she got pregnant because she was told not to do it.
Yep.
She has to do it because they told her not to.
I can't state enough, this is a person you don't want to be friends with. This is a person. This type of person you don't want to be friends with. You don't you do not want to be in a relationship with people who will use you and not give a shit about your feelings.
Yeah,
yeah. And it's always her feelings. Now she can be really funny and she can make fun of you a little bit, and she gets by because she has an appealing enough personality. If you don't know her well,
yeah.
And, but there's this.
Uh-oh, the neighbor died. That made me jump.
She's been dropping stuff all morning. That was very loud.
That scared me. That scared me.
I just see her juggling bowling trophies.
Must
up
be.
There
yeah, exactly.
So I just want to say, if you've got friends in your life like Emily, y'all, cut those fuckers out. They yes. are drainers.
When David's kind of talking, he's like, so you won't be able to do this? She's like, yeah, Dad. Yeah, Dad. We know, Dad. We know. He's like, you need to move out and do it. I know, Dad. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's weird. I loathe Bilal, but I loathe Emily more.
I don't.
I loathe you hate Bilal more?
Yeah.
I loathe Emily to a level because she passes. She passes as a normal person much easier than Bilal does. At least with Bilal, you know you're getting a sociopath.
Boy, until the end.
Yeah.
Until the end of
until
Bilal.
Until the end.
Until the Bilal. Yeah. All right. I don't have anything else about Emily.
No, let's move on to gibberish.
Let's talk about gibberish.
Let's put this fucker to bed.
Oh, man.
All this fakery, all of the garbage.
I mean, we don't. Is it confirmed that they were already married or not?
The reason why people say that is because she was going by the name Miona Bell on Instagram as of a year and a half ago or before that.
Is that his last name, Bell?
Yes.
Ah.
Jabri Bell. Before even the show started to air.
They could have been married, or she could have also seen, like, it was a branding thing because right. they were a power. So I will say, this was the most, I've never seen such a fucking Instagram, let's make clickbait
right.
wedding in my entire life.
And let me tell you why the stakes were so low here. The only
very
thing
low.
That was raising the stakes here is we were losing the light for photos.
That's it.
Take that in,
take
you
that
guys.
In, because that's what I wrote. I went, why do you care what time you start? Because you don't have any guest waiting.
Exactly. And you could marry tomorrow. No could, one would give a shit.
Yeah, like literally you could just get the arch, get married tomorrow. You're literally, everybody who's at the wedding is staying in the house.
I could chew nails.
Like, yeah. There's just no, this is the most, as you say, performative wedding, and that's all it was for.
Yep. The only thing I really want to say about this is the parents aren't there. David's not there because of Miona. They don't get along. No space cash. No Brandy.
Space, just Igor, who, I don't know how he gets his hair like that, but he does.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
And I've got to say, I did not have on my bingo card deaf person who also spoke Serbian.
And I think they said another language,
yeah,
too.
I did not have that on my bingo card.
And you got to, like, for the idiotic decision he makes, you see Jabri, and, like, he's talking fluently in Serbian, and yeah. you're like, you're not a dumb guy.
He is not.
Why do you make such... Is it just you have no common sense?
It's that, and he's emotionally very
very
young.
Emotionally stunted, yeah.
Yeah. I also think it is... He spends a good 40 to 50% of his energy on how he appears to other people.
I would say more than that.
Yeah, and I think that zaps every bit of kind of pragmatism he could get in this world.
Yeah, it's because when you're so worried
it
about that.
It hobbles him
yeah.
completely.
It's, you know, and in true form, Jabri says, yeah, Mom, I asked for a blessing. He's talking to his grandma, Cheyenne, or Shane.
Shane.
And he says, yeah, I asked Mom for a blessing. And she said, well,
I'm happy for
happy
you.
Before he didn't really. And Shane's like, yeah, that's usually how your mom works. So I like that every time he talks about his mom, Shane's just kind of like, yeah, my daughter's horrible.
That's my daughter.
I know that. She's pretty much just a gross person.
So the big thing here and what they're trying to make us go minute by minute here is Igor is 2 hours away.
It literally is like, late. I thought the clock from 24 was going to pop up on the thing. And Kiefer Sutherland was going to bring the arch in at the last fucking minute.
And so this is actually a surrealist play called Waiting for Igor.
Wait.
After all of it. a three-character play that really goes nowhere.
It really goes nowhere.
Samuel Beckett would approve.
Samuel Beckett,
Igor does show up. We'll talk about it. So what did you think, before we start this, what did you think about the dress?
It was very Miona.
It really was.
And it fit her wonderfully.
Oh, best fit.
It was a little extra, but I didn't hate it because Miona's a little extra.
It was a little too fortune teller in the village square for me.
I think
with the shoulders, with the...
I didn't love it, but it was her.
It was definitely her.
And the hair was a little too much. It was like too long, but I really like...
Her face was beat.
It was beat, but it just wasn't... It was literally just made for pictures and camera, for Instagram, and I could not stand her lips.
Yeah.
The way she lined them with the dark, literally just the line and then light.
And you guys, this is one of the reasons why the stakes were even lower here. A lot of the footage, this has never happened before, as far as I know. A lot of the footage was footage of pictures being taken of her.
It was, I noted that too.
The meta-ness of it all.
Yes. I said, that's what I was, it was just pictures being taken and some producer standing there going, did we get the shot of Miona getting pictures taken of her?
And she made the excuse of, my parents can't find any of their wedding photos, so pictures are very important to me.
Well, what do you say?
Well, I will say that. Have good pictures taken on your wedding.
You say they're what?
Because pictures are the most important thing you'll have.
You do say that.
Because you're not really going to remember the day.
That's what'll be easy to remember, because it was kind of less stressful.
But I'm saying...
But no, you're right.
I never expected to have actual video footage of a photo shoot.
It was just so weird. And then Jabri walks in there, like, talking to his grandma, like, well, he's not here yet. And you could tell it looked like grandma just got up from a nap. Or, like, just doing, like she's not stressed.
It was a very Star Trek unisexual costume.
No one is stressed. And then, as Jabri says, it was funny when Jabri said it, and then I'm expecting this Archie to bring, I'm like, this is two pieces of board.
Yeah. That was it. They could have made that.
That.
But
they literally could have made it that day, that morning.
I know. And they try to do a little bit with Jabri saying, I'm just feeling so rushed. What did you think about his outfit? I thought it was remarkably understated for him.
Don't wear a turtleneck to your wedding.
I agree. Y'all know I'm not a fan of a turtleneck.
I am a fan of a turtleneck. Not to your wedding.
I agree.
Wear a fucking... What they both did, and Jabri did even more, is what do I wear not for the occasion of my nuptials, but what do I wear that's going to be part of my brand?
Because that
everything they think about, he said it.
And that's what's
so
sad.
He said he was attracted that she was about her brand. Everything they do, they think about their brand first.
And that's...
If we actually thought about, quote, our brand before we do something, we actually might have a website by now. Still don't. We're working on it.
And I really believe that they are symbolic of the problem with this season. They're not all the problem, but they are definitely a symbol.
I think if they were the one couple that was this clickbait type of couple and the rest were more authentic couples, I think we would laugh at them more. And
me
they
too.
Would be kind of like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
But
the problem is this was pitched as a drama.
Yeah.
And it just never got there.
So y'all, they get married. I'm sure the pictures look beautiful.
What'd you think about the song? I write in country. It's a big deal for me not to write
because he wants
a
to be like
song.
Kane Brown. That's why he's doing all this stuff. I will say, I liked it. The another song you've been playing at our live shows. I didn't hate it.
I don't mind their music,
but I didn't hate this song.
It was produced.
It was catchy. It was produced well.
I didn't love. We didn't hear all of it. I should go listen to it.
What's it called again?
1,000 miles or 1,000 miles.
And I could, golly. You know you taught at a summer camp in the early 2000s.
If
you just heard...
Just little girls playing on the piano.
Playing it all, that all the time.
Y'all, we're reading you for filth. Because I guarantee you, when y'all, when some of y'all sit down on a piano, the first thing you do is...
It's true.
That you learned. Just consider yourself red.
Consider, you've been red.
some bitch just went, oh God, that's me.
Oh God, that is me. I don't know if, is his band under Jabri or is it going to be under...
Black Serbs?
Oh, Jabri Bell. There he is. All right, now he just has a single on Spotify called Rat Race.
Oh yeah, he was recording that before. That was something that he was recording on the first episode, I believe.
Okay, this is why Jabri can't get his shit together. If you're going to air your fucking song and they play it on... Have it ready for people
YouTube.
To go and listen to on their fucking thing.
You know, I totally believe...
That's the most Jabri thing you can fucking do.
But I think Miona may actually help him. She is so together at what she is for brand.
You can see the way she handled this.
Yeah. What do you any other final thoughts? I didn't mind the styling of the wedding, like with the feathers and the oats. It's just so Joshua Tree, boho,
I mean,
chic.
They're
white
gorgeous
girl.
Pictures.
They are.
That I didn't mind. It is very boho chic, but I thought for where they were in Joshua Tree, and I loved her bouquet. I thought that was interesting. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, they're both probably Enneagram 4s.
Don't you call anyone. An Enneagram 4 does not like to hear that anyone else is an Enneagram 4. We may be okay with someone else that we barely know being an Enneagram 4, but we have to like them.
Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
That's all
that's
that we've
the
got.
That's the season. Two tell-alls are next. We'll see you in part two.
I was going to say, we're doing part two, and then we're going to do two tell-alls.
Yep.
Thought you just forgot about Patrick and Thais.
No,
and then,
I haven't forgotten, trust me.
And then
me.
Bilal and Shida. I mean, I will say, he punked her about the house. His sister punked her about the wedding dress. Just rule of comedy, y'all. Rule of threes. Someone should have punked her at this wedding. That was a failure.
No.
That was a failure.
No. When he says, I have a gift for you, I'm like, oh my God, is it a nest of bees?
That's what I thought. I was like, this is the punk. This is the punk.
And is y'all, he going to give her a bee, a wasp nest in a box?
We're going to talk about their failure of comedy in part two. But until then, we call these people Lonely Hearts Poots, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts?
Oh God, I don't even know what to say for this.
And all the rock
places. I'll tell you what. If you feel like you've spent your whole life waiting for Igor to show up with that arch,
same,
and it's just two boards tacked together,
call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.